The Masthead, December 2022, published by the Siemens Church Institute. All rights reserved. My name is Don Sheets. In this issue, a message from the Reverend Mark Nesselhut. The Siemens Church Institute welcomes the Reverend Christine Brunson as its first Houston-based chaplain. River Bell Awards, Luncheon 2022, December 8th, Paducah, Kentucky. The Reverend Mark Nesselhut featured on the Last Dinosaur podcast. Center for Mariner Advocacy Director attends IMO-ILO Joint Tripartite Working Group in Geneva. Happy Holidays. A message from the Reverend Mark Nesselhut. On behalf of my SCI colleagues, our Board of Trustees, and our tireless volunteers, I want to thank you for all that you do to support SCI in our mission to care for the U.S. mariners and international seafarers who have transported most of the goods and items that we will give as gifts or serve on our dinner tables this season. And to the many mariners working through these holidays at sea, on rivers, or on the shore, you are all close to our hearts. We know you will be away from home and your loved ones, and we are deeply grateful for your service and sacrifice. To those who celebrate, may you have a joyful Christmas, and may we all have a healthy and safe holiday season and a happy new year. The world depends on mariners. Mariners depend on SCI, and SCI depends on you. Make a gift in support of mariners and seafarers. Chaplaincy, the heart of SCI. The Siemens Church Institute welcomes the Reverend Christine Brunson as its first Houston-based chaplain. Following a comprehensive search process, the Siemens Church Institute, SCI, is pleased to announce the selection of the Reverend Christine E. Brunson as its newly appointed maritime chaplain. Christine will be based at SCI Center in the Houston Ship Channel and begins her work on Tuesday, January 17th. We are truly excited to have Christine join our team of chaplains focused on serving inland and the intercoastal mariners who move the goods and supplies that many of us take for granted, says SCI's President and Executive Director, the Reverend Mark Nesselhut. In addition to her exceptional credentials, I am particularly impressed by her past work with veterans and first responders around issues of trauma and resilience and her recent relief work at the Ukraine-Poland border, resettling families following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. SCI has launched a $5 million campaign to expand its network of full-time chaplains focused on U.S. inland mariners to serve the essential workforce. Christine's appointment represents the first fruits of this ongoing campaign. The Reverend Christine Brunson comes to SCI from St. Aidan's Episcopal Church in Cypress, Texas. A native Texan, she earned her BA and MS degrees from Baylor University and her MDIV degree from the Episcopal Theological Seminary of the Southwest. River Bell Awards Luncheon, 2022, December 8th, Paducah, Kentucky. The Siemens Church Institute welcomed the Inland River Transportation Industry for the 22nd Annual River Bell Awards Luncheon on December 8, 2022 in Paducah, Kentucky. This year's sold-out event featured Jim Guidry, Executive Vice President of Kirby Marine Transportation Group, receiving the River Bell Award, and Frank Morton, Founder and Director of Turn Services, taking home the River Legend Award. This year, we are honored to spotlight these two individuals, said the Reverend Mark Nesselhut, SCI's President and Executive Director. Both are well-respected leaders with a long history of dedication to the industry, who share SCI's commitment to mariner well-being. SCI also honored the crews of the MV Miss Niz, Marquette Transportation Company, Captain James Bordelon, Pilot Benton Eubanks, Deckhand Wendell Neal, and Deckhand Chris Verdon, and the MV Michael J. Granger, Ingram Barge Company Captain Joe Young, Senior Mate Mike White, Senior Deckhand Jason Lovell, with the life-saving award. In April 2022, Miss Niz's crew pulled survivors of a burning fishing vessel to safety, and in September 2022, Michael Granger's crew rescued a driver from a car that had driven through a flood wall opening and landed in the river. SCI's commitment to this segment of the maritime industry has only deepened over time, continued Nesselhut. Since the mid-1990s, through our training facilities in Paducah and Houston and our chaplaincy, we have forged meaningful partnerships and relationships with company leadership and the mariners we serve. The Riverbell Awards Luncheon is our opportunity to recognize and celebrate the people whose devotion to this vital industry has made a significant impact. SCI in the news. SCI's Christmas gift box program brings in more than 11,000 hats, scarves. The Water Race Journal Weekly. By Shelley Byrne, November 24, 2022. The last of more than 11,000 knitted and crocheted hats and scarves will be packed up with handmade Christmas cards within the next week as part of the Christmas on the River portion of Seaman Church Institute's annual Christmas at Sea event. Within the past 5 years, the number of handmade knitted and crocheted items has more than doubled, said Joanne Bartosik, who oversees the program for SCI. The boxes will be shipped to towboat companies and sent along during crew changes so that they will arrive in time for those spending Christmas working on the river system. Bartosik praised volunteers who have spent hours taping, labeling, and stuffing the boxes. Those included 60 students and faculty at San Jacinto Maritime Academy in La Porte, Texas, who packed 4,300 knits and crochets in one day before 16 pizzas arrived. Bartosik sent 9,000 hats and scarves to Paducah, Kentucky, Houston, Texas, Gallipolis, Ohio, Vicksburg, Mississippi, Cincinnati, Ohio, and Daphne, Alabama for packing. She had already sent 2,911 to the Reverend Thomas Rhodes, Senior River Chaplain, to pack for crews in South Louisiana. People from three churches and one company used an assembly line process at Ingleside United Methodist Church in Baton Rouge to pack them all in 4 hours, he said. We had people taping the bottom of the boxes and people putting on stickers for the number of knits in that boxes and the companies they go to. And then we had people putting in the knits and the cards, too, he said. Rhodes said that the 750 cards in the boxes were just as important as the knitted and crocheted gifts. Many of them are made by children. They're very endearing to dads on the vessels and to grandpas, she said. Still a need for more. While the ministry is reaching more mariners than ever, Rhodes said there is still a need for more. We need to keep growing, he said. Even though we've doubled it, we still need about 30% more to get everybody. We have one company that could use 2,400. The boxes are much more important than spreading Christmas cheer, he said. It's a really important ministry, Rhodes said. It not only impacts them because they're away from home and lonely and isolated and you miss the big holidays, but they're very tangible. So whenever I get on a boat and say that I'm from Seaman's Church, they say, oh, you're the one who brings us knits, he said. The gifts provide a connection between SCI and the mariners that sometimes opens the way for chaplains to provide services and offer help where needed. The knits are like knocking on the door, he said. Additionally, he said the card-making program spreads awareness of the maritime industry to the children who make them, from Sunday school classes to scouts to school children. In Paducah, students from Paducah-Tillman High School's Navy Junior Reserve Officer Training Corps, NJROTC, packed just under 400 boxes over 4 days, said the Reverend David Shirk, another SCI River chaplain. They had a really great attitude, he said. They were just knocking it out. Some were working on Christmas cards. Some were doing the boxes. The river portion of Christmas at Sea has now grown so large that it exceeds the number of knitted and crocheted items sent out to blue water mariners at the Port of Newark in New Jersey, Bartosik said. That number has more than doubled in the 5 years that I've been with the program, she said. That shows SCI's commitment to the mariners and the generosity of more than 1,000 volunteers. Those volunteers come from all 50 states, Washington, D.C., Canada, and Europe. Many of them have a connection to the maritime industry, often through a brother, father, or grandfather. Others knit or crochet as part of faith-based ministries. A lot of people tell me their grandchildren don't want any more hats or scarves, and they're just delighted that we are good stewards of their gifts, that they go where they are intended to go, Bartosik said. The boxes, along with the ditty bags that go to the Blue Water Mariners, carry so much more than gifts and cards, she said. They also serve as a message. We want to say thank you for all that you do to make our modern way of life possible, she said. Year-round effort. While hats and scarves will soon be on their way to mariners for this Christmas, Bartosik said Christmas at Sea has become big enough It is now a year-round effort. We work 12 months out of the year, she said. I will start 2023 on January 2nd, and we accept donations of all year long. Knitters and crocheters can find information and free downloadable patterns for hats and scarves that meet mariners' unique needs at seamanschurch.org. Programs, services, Christmas at Sea. Those who are not as handy with yarns can still help too. Bartosik said SCI is in need for children to make Christmas cards for mariners. We get a significant amount, but not enough for everyone, she said. We urge teachers, scoutmasters, and others who work with youth and who are interested in helping to visit the website and find out more, adding, when we get these Christmas cards in the boxes, how can it not put a smile on your face? Podcast, The Last Dinosaur, Episode 25, featuring SCI President and Executive Director Mark Nesselhut. With a focus on digitalization and its impact on seafarers, the Reverend Mark Nesselhut talks with host Christopher Aversano to discuss SCI's work, connectivity, and building a resilience. To hear the podcast, go to seamanschurch.org/lastdinosaur. Center for Mariner Advocacy Director attends IMO-ILO Joint Tripartite Working Group in Geneva. Arising from the ongoing meetings between the International Maritime Organization and the International Labor Organization regarding challenges seafarers are facing, a joint tripart working group was established to work towards potential solutions. SCI Center for Mariner Advocacy Director Phil Schifflin will attend the first joint working group session in Geneva, Switzerland, December 13th to 15th. One of the group's more challenging tasks will be considering guidelines for port states and flag states on how to better respond to cases of seafarer abandonment. In future meetings, the group will work on criminalization of all seafarers and sexual assault and harassment. Director Schifflin joins other global seafarer welfare organizations in lending their expertise to help develop guidelines that best protect and positively impact seafarers. See you on the mountain. 2023 Seamen's Church Institute Mountain Challenge, September 28th to October 1st, 2023. Mount Snow, Vermont. Learn more and register at seamanschurch.org/MC2023. From the SAI Archives, 75 years ago, the Seamen's Church Institute prepared for Christmas with a tree and lights outside. Inside the Danish Seamen's Club, traditional woven hearts, Jule Hatcher joined the tinsel, flags, and paper chains streaming from the chandelier. Here's more on the subject from the December 1947 copy of The Lookout on page 9, if you care to check it out yourself. Please help us with our holiday plans. What does Christmas mean to you? Warmth and cheer, friends and festivity, the presence of loved ones, the spirit of kindness and of peace? What does Christmas mean to merchant seamen as they stand their lonely watches under starlit or stormy skies? It means work. It means weather. It means the same routine with, maybe, a little something extra special on the mess table. It may mean a twinkle in the bosun's eye, a smile on the cook's face, a momentary relaxing of rigid discipline. It means memories in the forecastle and wishful dreaming on deck and in the engine room. For a seaman must make of Christmas what he can, out of his memories, out of his dreams. Seldom for him, the Christmas tree, the warmth of the hearth fire, the sense of belonging. Once maybe they were his, or he may never have had them. To many of them, the Seamen's Church Institute of New York is their only home ashore. That is why the Institute cannot fail them at this special holiday time. That is why it asks for your generous contributions so that Christmas packages may be put aboard ships outward bound. And in the marine hospitals and in the rooms of seafarers, lodging at the Institute on Christmas Eve. In the Institute's building at 25 South Street, 1,500 seamen will sit down to a festive Christmas dinner. There will be special music and gifts, all of which mean so much to these men who carry our cargoes around the calendar and around the world. And from the same issue of December 1947, a plea. Quote, Won't you please send a gift for our holiday fund? Send your contributions to the Siemens Church Institute of New York, 25 South Street, New York, New York, designated Holiday Fund. Unquote. Naturally, the address has changed. The spirit has not. So continue to keep the SCI in your thoughts and prayers. That's it for another issue of the Masthead for December 2022. But before we close, we want to again thank our corporate sponsors. Our sustaining sponsors, American Commercial Barge Line, Ingram. Supporting sponsors include American Bureau of Shipping, Kirby, McAllister, Moran, and Trinity Church, Wall Street. And our in-kind sponsor, Seward & Kissel, LLP. The Siemens Church Institute. Engage in the conversation. If you receive this newsletter as a forwarded email from a friend or a colleague, or regularly receive our emails and would like a complimentary subscription to our print magazines, please send us a note at siemenschurch.org. The Siemens Church Institute, 50 Broadway, 26th floor, New York, New York, 10004. All rights reserved. My name is Don Sheets.